Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. A little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Bob Dylan Schneider, 20-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, dylanschneidergroup.com. Bob, thanks again for being here. Your book is awesome. Forward by Steve Forbes, afterward by Klaus Schwab. When the book is titled Decisions, we all know that how our life goes for most of us, almost every part of our life, is influenced by a decision, mostly the ones we make, but sometimes the one other people make. And so this is an energy, a force that's out there that human beings are employing that we don't think about too much, as much as we should. What do you think?
I think that we're making decisions virtually every minute. And in fact, most Americans make about 15,000 decisions a day. And we just need to make as many correct decisions as we can. And I think it's going to shape our lives going forward. That's what this is all about.
Well, and one of the things that the way to make a decision ideally, people want to make good decisions, right? I might not agree with the decision. You might think it's good, and it might be good to you. I might not agree with your good decision, but you're going to make it based on as much as I would like to think we'd want to make it with as much facts as possible, much evidence. What can you collect? What can you know about the issues around the decision you're making? And what I worry about today is that there are decisions being made outside of the facts. What do you think?
Happens all the time. And I think a lot of people shoot from the hip. They use just plain emotion to make a decision. They don't use the facts. I think that's a critical matter. I think that the police department, for example, we're all down on the police. Well, some of the police are bad. That's a fact. But I'd say 99% of the police do the right job.
That's exactly right.
Why are we
right.
down on these guys?
That's exactly
I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't understand that part of it. So what do you think Harry Truman would say? You write about Harry in your book. What do you think he would say about what's going on right now?
He would be shocked. Truman, when he decided to drop the atomic bomb, and he decided it, sat in a room alone, and he took advice from lots of different people, lots of different facts, and they went ahead and dropped the bomb. He's still criticized for that today, but the truth is, he probably, by dropping that bomb, saved thousands of lives.
Mm-hmm.
And he just took the decision, and he did it. And I'm reminded, somebody said to Truman, what are you going to do when you leave the White House? He said, well, I'm going to go and pack my bag, and I'll go home to Kansas City, go to the third floor, unpack it, and I'll probably go sit on the porch and relax.
I think that's what he did, too. So, so decisions that we make in the moment, which is what you just described for Truman, decisions we make in the moment with the best, if we make them with the best advice, and if we make them based on what's going on right then, if they later come back to be impolitic 6 months from now or 60 years from now, if they become impolitic later in a different time, in a different set with different sentiment, those decisions should not be held against us, should they?
Absolutely not. I mean, did George Washington, because he had people working for him who happened to be slaves, make a bad decision? And do we judge him in 2020 on the decision he made so many years ago? That's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Why did we tear down that statue? In Columbus, Ohio, Jim, my town,
yeah, I know.
They took down a statue of Christopher Columbus, given to the city in 1955 by the city of Genoa, which is where Columbus was born.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck the statue down. What a terrible thing.
I don't understand that. And that's the emotional decision you're talking about. And it's based on focus, in my opinion, is based on decisions to focus more on what happened a long time ago that didn't affect me, that really wasn't anything that hurt me, and imposing that on my on the current affairs, and that is such a waste of energy. Those decisions are a waste of energy when we have plenty of issues in America that we need to solve going forward.
That's exactly right, and we do have major issues. Everything from what's being taught in schools to issues in the workplace, we have many, many decisions. There are teachers, instructors now who are reluctant to go back into school because they don't want to get the coronavirus for the students. Well, that's a huge situation. It has to be resolved by colleges and universities throughout the country.
What would Margaret Thatcher, you write about Margaret Thatcher in your book, one of Reagan's co-partners in the Cold War. What would she say about what's going on right now?
She'd be shocked, as would Reagan. Almost everybody in that book, Jim, they would say that people are making decisions based on personal preferences and not based on the facts. That's what they would say.
Would you agree with me that
they thought this got to stop?
The thing that they would be the most worried about is the assault on freedom of speech. That's got to be the thing. Doesn't everything else fall off of that? Every other right and opportunity we have fall off of that?
Everybody has the right to say whatever they want to say in the marketplace, in the public square. And if there's somebody that is saying the wrong thing, not based on fact, they should be called out.
But they still should be called out as missing the full point. But that doesn't change the fact that they have the right to say it.
You have the right to say anything they want to say.
That's it. That's what that First Amendment says.
That's the whole idea.
Nothing can abridge the freedom of speech. Tintail, right back with Bob Dylan Snyder. We're going to talk some more about the decisions we make and how they affect all of us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.